Okay, we're on Chavdal and Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Okay, today's Amid and tomorrow's a mashlim each other, so we'll wait for the mashkanas of what the halachas are here for tomorrow. Mirtash. Okay, Hanitan ala Shivcha, v'nishtach, since the Mishnah before spoke about when, if b'dieved you get married, you can either stay married or you have to get divorced. So this Mishnah speaks about other instances of a similar nature. Hanita al shivcha v'nishtachra. Nita means that there are persistent rumors about this person that he lived with a shivcha, and then she was set free, and now he could marry her. So o al ha'ovedes chachavim, or there were persistent rumors about a guy that he had relations with this Goya, and then she was Megaya. Hareza lo yichnos. He's not allowed to marry her. The imkonas emotsiya in miyado. But if he did marry her, then we don't make him get divorced, just because of rumors. There's machlokas paposkin, where the konas means that he actually married her and consummated the marriage. In other words, he had erusin and the suin. Or even if he just had Erison, right? Then he also, we don't make him get divorced. Hanitan al eishes ish, v'hotziyo mitachas yado, afo pishakonas yotzi. But if there are persistent rumors about a man who had relations with a married woman, who wasn't his wife, and then, what's it called, the husband divorced her, so then even if the other guy married her, the supposed adulterer married her, he has to get divorced. Because there's an issa d'oraisa for the adulterer to live with a woman that he committed adultery with. She's also to her husband, and she's also bein labal, bein laboel. We'll see how that she got also, or whatever. Hanitan choshut, kolomer shetonim alav divrei laz. A person who suspected. And the word nita means that they put on him a lot of rumors. Okay, he's carrying a lot of rumors on him. Lo yisoena mishum laz. So he's not allowed to marry her because people will say, you see, it's true. You see that there were rumors that he had lived with her when she was a goya or when she was a shivcha, and now when she's permissible, he married her. So vice versa, mistama, he lived with her before too. People shouldn't say that the rumors were true. And there's an Indian of Yisum, the Kiyame Hashem Yisrael, and a good Indian, the Maral Diskin, says that it's not just an idea for the sake that people shouldn't be choshed other people, right, for the other person's sake. You see, the guy says, look, I want to marry her. I don't care what people say. Right? But Lamaisa, the more people are choshed that other people do averas, the more it's easy for them to do others. Because, the more that there are people around that aren't doing what's right, makes it easier for you to do what's right. So therefore, the inyan of not being chosh at other people is not just for their sake, it's for your sake too. So therefore, somebody that if he gets married, people are going to say the rumors were true and he lived with her when she was officer, will weaken their resolve not to do others. So therefore, it affects everybody. So a person can't do something that will strengthen rumors that he didn't have air. Hanitan al ishes ish v'hotziya, beizdin, machmas mitachas baila, right, that there were rumors that a guy committed adultery with this woman, and beizdin looked into it, and they made the man divorce his wife. Right, b'shvil zeh she'asralav, holach zeh v'nasah, this guy went and married her, which he's not allowed to do because she's also to him. Yotzi, the midoraisa asura nami laboel, because minatora she's aser to him. So it doesn't make a difference if he got married, not married. It's a marriage that's aser, and therefore we make him get divorced. Hashina v'nitma v'nitma shnei pamin. It says twice the nitma echad labal the echad laboel maseches sota. Okay.
Is it more than rumors?
Well, yeah. We'll see. The Gemara's going to discuss why Beis Din made him get divorced. Not because of the rumor. Gemara says, "Hogi oris miyahavia." Mashma though that a woman that what's it called that this guy is rumors that he lived with him when she was a goya, and then she converted, and so he's not allowed to marry her. Mashma, the geiris is a good geiris, even though it's mashma that she got converted to marry him, because that's what happened. There were rumors that they were living together. She converted, and now he marries her. So it's a very big chance that she converted for marriage. So you see, it's a good geiris. Doesn't say that what's it called? It's impossible to marry her because she's still a goya. Says he's not allowed to marry her. And if he did marry her, she doesn't get divorced. Vice versa, it's a marriage. But she's Jewish. So you see that you can convert for marriage. V'ramini echad ish in his gaya l'shum isha. We have a stira to this. Says a person who a man who converted to marry a woman. V'echad ish in his gaya l'shum ish. And a woman who married converted to marry a man. They converted for marriage. The chayn mishin is gayer l'shum shulchan malachim, or the guy was megayer because he wanted to be a Jew and be part of the king's entourage. L'shum avdei Shlomo, or he wanted to be an eved in Shlomo's court, and he had to be Jewish to do that, right? Or he wanted to be an Israeli basketball player, so he had to convert to become Jewish so he could be on the Israeli basketball team. Einam geirim divrei Nechemya. They're not geirim. The geiris is nachal. They're totally not geirim. If you are megayer for an ulterior motive, the geiris is not a geiris. Shehayir Reb Nechemya Omer, echad geirei arayos, the echad geirei chalomos, the echad geirei Mordechai ve'Esther, einam geirim. Right? Any these kind of a person that was megayer because he was afraid lions was going to eat him, like the case of the Shomronim. Or Geirei, the Bala Chalomos came and told him to be a Jew. It wasn't the same Shemayim, right? Bala Chalomos Mustama means that he had some kind of mental illness. And it drove him to convert to be Jewish. Or Geirei Mordechai Ve'Esther, like the time Mordechai Ve'Esther, they were afraid of the Jews. Rabbi Mi'ambe Ha'aretz Misyadim, Ki Nofo Pachad HaYehudim Aleihem. Einom Geirim, Achis Geiru Bizman Hazeh. They're not geirim until they're megayer bisman hazeh. Unless it's bisman hazeh, so good. The only geiris is good is bisman hazeh, and the geiris in before the time of the Tanoim was not good. Ela'ema kibisman hazeh. Like when Jews are now, there's no big great deal to be a Jew. So somebody's megayer, he must be doing it l'shem shemayim. But in all these other instances, like in the time of Mordechai and Esther, in the time of Shlomo, the geiris wasn't chal. So l'chora, our mission is mashma that the woman converted to marry this guy, or at least were choshed that she was megayer to marry this guy, and still what's it called? It's good geiris. Where it says ho itmar Allah amar b'yitzu b'shmu bar marta mishmei derav halacha kedivrei ha'omer kulam geirim heim. Right. So the halacha is that they're all geirim. That b'di'evid, if the reason why you're megayer is not l'shem shemayim, but you're makabel mitzvahs, and you're makayim mitzvahs, then what's it called? It's good. Tosha says, then how come there's a man, the Omru says, that what's it called, that the Shomronim were geri emes. L'chora, what's it called, mashma, they were megayer in the beginning because they were afraid they're going to get eaten by lions. So Tosha says like this, the opposite question. Why is there a man, the Omer, who says that the Shomronim were Geiri Arayas and therefore they weren't Geirim? If we paskin that even Geiri Arayas are okay. So the difference is a very significant difference. There's three possibilities. A person's Megayer L'Shem Shamayim. He wants to be Jewish L'Shem Shamayim. That's the ideal. Then there's two other possibilities. Somebody's Megayer, not L'Shem Shamayim. I really want to be Megayer for the sake of getting married, but I'm going to be a good Geir. 100% good gear. I'm going to keep mitzvahs and whatever, but my ulterior motive, my incentive was to get married. That's what the Gemara is talking about is okay, b'di'evet. The chatchila, the Beis Din does not megayer somebody like that, but if they see they're sincere, they could be megayer them. Okay. But somebody who marries only for the sake of marriage and doesn't become a good gear, that's what Tosfos says. Over there, they knew that they still kept their avodah zarah. They never really mekabel mitzvahs. They were megayer, a sham geirus. That's no good according to anybody. Right? We're talking where what the motivation for the geirus was, but in the end it was a valid geirus. The person became frum, kept mitzvahs. Everything was done kedasu kedin. Just the motivation is the shayla. There is where this machlokus is. Okay. see Rashi till here. Ha Gioris Mir Havya, the Afal Gav the Lonis Gaira Lashem Yavdus, Elabishvil Shisternizeh. Even though she wasn't Megayer for the sake of becoming Jewish, she was Megayer because she wanted to marry this guy. So she had an ulterior motive. Avde Shlomo, Balish Srorahayu. Right? These people had power. But you couldn't be Avde Shlomo unless you were a Jew. So he became Jewish to get this power. Gerei Arayos, Kigon Kutim, the Shomronim, the Chsi B'Sefer Malachim, Vayishlach Hashem Bohemeso Arayos, V'Nisgayru, Kedechsiv Hosom B'Golos Shomron. Right, that the Kushim were Gerei Arayos, they were Megayer, because they were afraid of what's it called, of the lions that were eating them, and therefore they decided that if they can live in Eretz Yisrael, they better be Jewish and keep mitzvahs. Gerei Chalomos, Bal Chalomos Omer Lehem L'Sgayer. Right, the master of the dreams, this Malach, told them, again, somebody had some kind of mental illness and he heard voices telling him to become Jewish. I've had situations like that. I had a Gioris in Miami like that. That very frum, she came, she wanted to learn, and then I found she was in a psychiatric hospital, and I went there to get her out because I figured they think she's crazy because she wants to be frum. She wants to be, you know, religious, a very spiritual person. I figured that if Moshe Rabbeinu came back, they put him in a psychiatric hospital also. So I went to this hospital to try to take her out, and they lock you the door behind you. So I figured, that's it, I'll never get out of here. They're going to look at me, and they're going to say, well, she's crazy, you're even more crazy. And I fought with the doctors or whatever, and then after the middle of the fight, like 2-3 weeks later, she tells me that she hears voices, and God talks to her, and after a while I saw the doctors were right. This woman was completely out of her mind. Right, but she wanted to be Jewish because she heard voices telling her that she had to be Jewish. She was really schizophrenic. So I learned from that that not all the time are doctors wrong, and not everybody who looks like they want to be frum is wants to be frum. Some people are just out of their mind. So that's probably what Gerei Chalomos is. Okay, Mordechai ve'Esther, the Rabbi me'ami horitz misyadim ki nofal pachad haYehudim aleihem. Bisman hazeh the kol hani mikmi haki lo geirim ninu. The only geirim are is bisman hazeh. Kigon in the vuzrad nu kiyotzei bo. The Gemara speaks about the geirim that were an honest geirim in the vuzrad and whatever. Kibisman hazeh shlo yasa mach mesrora. Like in today, where today it's no big deal to be a Jew. Right, under most circumstances, people would rather not be Jewish. Right, it's not a great covet to be Jewish in the world. That's when Geirus, that kind of Geirus is good. Samara says now, okay, so if that's the case, that the halacha is that even if she converts for the sake of marriage, but she does it authentically, that's a good Geirus, right? But then why l'chatchila can't they stay married? She's a good Geirus. Ihochi l'chatchila nami. Mishum de Ravasi. Dom Ravasi, Hoser Mimcho Ikshos Pevelazus Asayim. Person should not strengthen rumors about him. Because if they'll get married now, it will corroborate the fact. People will say, you see, it was true. They probably were living together before. Tom Rabbanan, Ein Mekablin Geirim Limos HaMashiach. Right, and Yemos HaMashiach won't be Mekabel Geirim because obviously it'll be a big covet to be a Jew, so people will be converting Shalo L'Shem Shamayim. Again, Ein Mekablim Geirim, but if the Beis Din saw that people are sincere, despite the fact that it was Yemos HaMashiach, then you could be Mekabel Geirim. So the Geirus is a good Geirus if the person does it honestly, just that the Beis Din is not allowed to Mekabel them L'Chatchila. Kiyotsebo, Lo Kiblu Geirim, Lobi Me David, the Lobi Me Shlomo, time of David and Shlomo, they asked Lechore Shlomo Amelech, marry Basparo, she was Megaya. So they said, the answer is very simple. Basparo didn't need to be Jewish to have Shulchan Malachim. She had a father's Shulchan Malachim. So her obviously didn't convert for the sake of getting covered of covered Malachim. She didn't need that. Omer Belezer, my craw, where's the Pasuk? Hein gor yogur efes me osi mi gor itcho alecha yipol aval idach lo. Right, the pasuk says gor yogur right? If somebody wants to be Megayer, Ephes should, for no other reason except O.C., except to be a Jew and to L'Shem Shamayim, right? And if not, then that's not a good Geirus. Rashi. Ihochi digioris ma'al yisohi l'chatchila nomi yichnos v'amai toni lo yichnos. Tom Ravashi, time of the Masnis and Mishum Dechsiv, Hosir Mimcho, Ikshus Tev, Lazus Vasayim, Harchek Mimcho. The Chatchila, we thought that the reason the Chatchila can't get married because we're Choshed, that she did it not the same Shemayim, therefore it's not a Geirus. But now that we say that even, what's it called, it's a good Geirus, B'dieva, then why, once she gets married, why don't we let her, what's it called, the Chatchila, marry? If it's a good Geirus, right, if we're kosher that maybe she did it l'shem ishus and it's not a good geirus, there's a reason l'chatchila not, because we're kosher that it's not a good geirus. But if in all instances a good geirus, so why l'chatchila? Don't we let her get married? And nothing more says because it would be mechazik the rumors. Hoser mimcha ikshus peva lazus fasaim harchik mimcha the osu lachzuke l'kolakama. They'll corroborate the rumors. And that's, a person shouldn't do things that make him look bad, that corroborate bad rumors about him. Hein gor, habol is gayer. A person wants to be a gayer. Yogur efes meosi. Ba'od she'ein ani imochem is gayer. When can you mekabel gayerim? When efes meosi, when I'm not around. In other words, bezman hester ponim. When it's not big cover to be a Jew. Yisgayer, the hind of his man azeh. Mi gor itcho alecho yipol, mi gor itcho baniyoscho kashir omarto alecho yipol olam haba. Somebody is Megayer in such a time when Jews are at a low point, then they'll be with you for olam haba. Yipol yonuach. Yipol means that they'll rest with you. Kemo al pnei kol echov nofal. Yipol mitzidcho elef. All of this says a thing of what's it called? Yonuach. They'll rest with you. Okay. I once had a woman call me. It was between Mincha and Marav. We had a phone outside the office of the shul so people could make calls. They get this call. The rabbi suddenly says, emergency. We got on the phone. The woman says, how much does it cost to convert? So I said, it doesn't cost anything, but it's a long process. She said, no, I got to convert by tonight. I'm getting married. So I said, first of all, I can't convert you by tonight, so that leaves about an hour and a half. And second of all, we don't convert for marriage. She said, I don't know, Rabbi Emmet, there was a Reform rabbi in Miami, his name was Rabbi Emmet, very Lashon Sogi Nor. No, this guy was a real nut. He advertised that he would marry anything to anything for a price, with a Goyim, Yidden, men, whatever, with a priest, without a priest, whatever you wanted, as long as you paid the price. He advertised like that. He once married the Ringling Brothers Circus, Barnum and Bailey, and in the winters was in Miami. So he once married two of the circus performers together, Jewish. I think they were Jewish. I don't know. It didn't make a difference. That wasn't the ikker. And he used two elephants as witnesses, because he said elephants never forget, so they probably were the most kosher witnesses he ever had, because they weren't puzzled, they just were elephants. So the woman tells me, Rabbi Emmet said he'll convert me for $500 in an hour. I said, look, Rabbi Emmet's conversion, right, is just a masquerade. Nobody's going to accept your conversion who in Israel is not going to be accepted. Not going to be accepted anyway. Right, it's just a masquerade. So I'll make you a better deal. I will sell you a mask with a long nose so you'll look Jewish. And I'll only charge you $100. That's one-fifth of the cost for the same masquerade. Are you interested? So no, I got to get married tonight. That was the end of the conversation. So those are the gayers that's not okay. That's what it means to me. Gaya, for the sake of marriage, I'm sure that she was not interested in keeping mitzvahs, right? How many mitzvahs she ordered an hour, so... What?
The elephant
fell
afield.
Okay. Hanitam al Eishes Ish. Omer Rav ube'edim. Rav said the rumors have to be generated by witnesses. It's not just enough that there's a rumors. Rumors don't mean anything, says Rav. There's witnesses that say that they know these two people are living together. Then, later on, if she converts, she's not allowed to get married. But if it's just rumor, there's no witnesses, then even lechatchila, after she gets, she converts, they can get married. Okay. Lechora, it's talking where they deny living together. But if they admit that they were living together, right, then there's two possibilities. One is that then for sure it's Asher. That's just like Eden, right? We know for sure that they were living together. They admit it. So they can't get married after that. So it would seem that if a man and woman were living together when she was a Goya and she converts, and they admit that they were living together, right, that should be Asher. Or could be the other way. Right, the only reason that we ask her is because it strengthens a rumor. And they deny it, but now it's going to look like it was true. But if it was true, we're not strengthening anything by them getting married. Right? So what's the difference? They admit that they were living together. And now she converted. So maybe, she could get married or not. We'll see. Okay, it's a very big difference because there's a lot of people that live together, right, weren't from and whatever, and then you must be on them, and now they want to get married, and the woman converts that they ought to get married or not. That's okay. What?
Rav is going
right now on Eishes Ish. Right, Eishes Ish. He's not going to Reisha, no. He's going on just Eishes Ish. If there was Edim and the Eishes Ish was taken away from her husband with Edim. Right? The same Shiloh would be by the Reisha. Is it only in a case, the Reisha, where there's a rumor, and now because they get married, they're strengthening the rumor, which they deny, but now it looks like it's true? Or no, even if they admit, or if there's Edim, is also the same thing? That's, okay. But by HC, she's only by Edim. HC will see it's a different case. Omer Rav Sheshes, Amino Kinayim V'Shochiv Rav, Omer Lahai Shmaisa. Rav Sheshes said, Rav wasn't fully awake when he said this. It's not true. Tanya, Hanitan Alashis Ish, Vahotsiyuha, Al Yodo, Vinisgar Shomitachas Yede Acher, Im Konas Loyotzi. Okay? Person, has rumors that he committed adultery, okay? And the Beis Din made them get divorced, okay? And she married another man, not the adulterer. Right, she got divorced from her husband, and she married a Gaslama guy. And then he was Megarish her, and then she married the adulterer. Okay? Imkonas Loyotzi. Mitachas Yideacher. Imkonas Loyotzi. Then if the adulterer married her, he can remain married. Okay? Since there was somebody in between. Moses Hechidami. Idika Edim. If there's Edim that she actually committed adultery, right? And we'll see tomorrow what kind of Edom you need too. Right? What do you mean the Edom she committed? How do they know that she committed adultery? Right? What kind of Edus is guaranteed that they committed adultery? Right? Did Imam see them having relations or anything less than that? So Ikadika Edom, if there are Edom that can testify that she committed adultery with this guy, ki osa acher va'apsuke l'kolam, I have it. What difference does it make if she got married to somebody in between? She's usher to this guy, minat Torah, forever. So what difference does it make if there's a guy in between that was mafsik? She remains also to the adulterer forever. Elalav deleka edim. Must be talking where there were no witnesses. And there was just, for whatever, a rumor. And because of that rumor, Beis Din made them get divorced. Okay? And then she went and married not the adulterer, but another guy. And then he divorced her, or he died, and then she wants to marry the adulterer, or the supposed adulterer. Yeah? The time of the Asa Acher Va'afsake Lakola. That's only because once she married another guy, it took away the rumor. Because if she really was committed adultery with this guy, she would have married him when she got divorced. Right? If the rumor was really true. In fact, she went and married a third guy, right? She didn't know he was going to divorce her or he was going to die. So this guy was out of the picture, so probably she had no connection with him. So the fact that she married the third guy, right, took away the rumor. Kol avachi, mashma though, that if she went right away and married the person who she was choshed to be commit adultery with, mafkina, we too would take her out. And there was no Edom over there, because if there was Edom, it would make a difference even if there was somebody in between. Elamite's talking without Edom. Without Edom, it's only where there was somebody in between that we don't make him get divorced. But if there wouldn't be nobody in between, we'd make her get divorced. Is he not like Rav? Because Rav said if there's no Edom, we don't make her get divorced, even what's it called, even the first time around, even without anybody in between. Omer lecho Rav, hu adin de'afagav de lo osa acher Rav sekele kola. No, this isn't only if she married somebody in between. Right? Even if she didn't marry anybody in between, we don't make her get divorced if there weren't Edim that precipitated her divorce from her husband. Only if there's Edim do we make her get divorced. But if there's no Edim, we don't make her get divorced, even if there's nobody else in between. So why does it mention over here somebody else in between? The afal gav the osa acher va'afseke v'kala lechatchila lo yichnos. The chiddush over here is the lechatchila, not the b'di'evit. B'di'evit, we never, what's it called, we never take her out of the marriage if there wasn't Edim to begin with, whether there was somebody else in between or not. But even if there was somebody else in between, lechatchila, we don't let them get married. That's the chiddush. But if b'di'evit she got married, then even if in a case where there was nobody in between, she, what's it called, doesn't get divorced. Rashi. Uve Edim. Chodesnan yotzi, ze hachoshu, chikonsa, kegon shebo Edim al kol arishon, shera'u ashezinsa imo. The only time that if she gets married to the adulterer, we make her get divorced, right, is if Edim corroborate the call that she mamish was mezana. Then what's it called? She's also min haTorah, so even b'di'evit she can't remain married. L'hoshma'isu ve'edim. So Rav Sheshe said, when Rav said what he said, that it's only with edim that we make her get divorced. Right? Kinayim v'shochiv Rav Amra. Right? The Tanya tiyufta. Right? Because Rav could was half asleep when he said this. He couldn't have known what he said. Because now we have a brisa that says exactly not like that. V'nisgar shemitachas de'acher, Ruvein nitan al Dina, Eishes Shimon. Okay, Dina is married to Shimon. And Ruvein is suspected of committing adultery with Dina. Okay? V'girisha Shimon, and Shimon divorces her because of the rumor. Okay? V'nosa Nachshon, and Nachshon married her. Not, what's it called, the Ruvein. Nachshon married her. And he was Megarisha, right? Obviously, he's not this great great woman. Okay. So, Im Konsa Ruvein, and Ruvein didn't learn his lesson. He figured, oh, what's it called? Let me try. So he married her. Ruvein married her. Ruvein probably fit her anyway because he was choshed on adultery. So, you know, it's Motza Minas Mino. So, Ruvein said, she's not really fit for guys like Nachshon and Shimon, but for me, she's perfect. So, he married her, Loyotzi. How did he marry her? He fooled the, what's it called? He didn't have a Masada Kedusha. He went in front of two Edom and he married her. Or he went to the rabbi, didn't tell her his whole history. Right? And the rabbi didn't check in. Right? Check it out. Or whatever. There's plenty of ways that you can fool people. So he got, Maisa, there was a marriage. So Shaila is now, do we make him get divorced or not? So halacha is, if there was Edim, why Shimon divorced her to begin with, then even though there was somebody else in between, she's also to Reuven, because she's also min haTorah to him forever. But if what's it called, there was nobody in between, then it's mashma, even if there wasn't Edim, that she can't marry Reuven. So you see that even without Edim, you have to get divorced. In a regular case. So Rav says, no, who adin afil de lo afsik achim v'kola. Even if nobody else, what's it called, was in between. The konsa Ruvein megerushe Shimon. Ruvein married her immediately after Shimon divorced her. Lo teitzik. Still, she doesn't have to get divorced, according to Rav, because it wasn't Edom. Ho avaleka Edom. V'hod v'noket mitachas in the achim, so why did it introduce Nachshon into this case? That only in that case? No, it's not only in that case we don't make him get divorced. We don't make him get divorced in any case. But even in that case, where there was an option in between, we don't let them get married lechatchila, right? He gufa itzurich lashmuin and revusa. The lechatchila lo yichnos kiditani im konas in lechatchila lo, right? That only b'diavad is okay lechatchila. Nah.
We'll dedicate the shir le'ilui nishmas all the chayalim who were killed and people killed in terrorism or whatever. Le'ilui nishmas. We run Chav Dalet on the Beis. Meister. Meister. It's about two-thirds of the way down. So Rav said that the only time that if we make the woman get divorced, if she's suspected of adultery, and her husband divorces her, and she's not allowed to marry the person that she's suspected of committing adultery with, but if she did, we don't make her get divorced. When we do make her get divorced, only if there were eidim. But if there were no eidim, then b'di'evet she can remain married. That's what Rav said. Meisvei. B'medvar mamurim k'she'in labonim. When do we say that we make her get divorced? If she married someone else, she married the adulterer, or the person suspected of being the adulterer, if she doesn't have children. Now Rashi and Rov HaRishonim learn that she doesn't have children from her original husband. But the Rif and the Rambam learned that she doesn't have children from, no, she married this guy and she had children from him. The adulterer, the suspected adulterer. If she already had children from him, then we don't make her get divorced. That's how the Rambam and the Rif learn. And Rashi and Rov HaRishonim learn that it's talking, we'll see how Rashi learns, but it's talking where she doesn't have children from her original husband. But if she has children, and we'll learn the way Rashi learns, she doesn't, if she has children from the original husband, and then if we make her get divorced from the adulterer, people are going to say, well, she probably committed adultery, and who knows if these children are kosher or not. And even though maybe the suspicion of adultery is after the children were born, but who knows? You know, if she did it now, who knows what she was doing before? So it puts the yichus of the children into doubt. Therefore, for the children's sake, we tell her you can remain married to the suspected adulterer. Vimbo eidei tuma afilu yesh lo kama bonim teitze. But if there's eidim that said that she committed adultery, then min haTorah she's also to the adulterer. So then there's no heter for her to remain married to him. Then for sure she has to get divorced. So lemaisa, what do you see? That even in the case where she doesn't have children and there aren't any eidim, she has to get divorced. Because if there are eidim, even if she has children, she has to get divorced. So where's the case that with children she doesn't have to get divorced, where there's no eidim? Mashma, that if there's no eidim but there's no children, she has to get divorced, not like Rav. That's the question to Rashi. So Rashi learns. Well, she doesn't have children from her original husband. Because when we make her get divorced, people say, you see, she did commit adultery, and therefore she's also to this adulterer. If she committed adultery, who knows when she committed adultery? Maybe the children are mamzerim. So therefore, in order to protect the children, right, as long as there are no eidim to the to the adultery, so she's not also min haTorah. It's only yachshad. So we tell her to remain married to the adulterer if she got married. Okay. V'im bo alma ein lo bonim below eidim nami mafkina. But if witnesses did come, even if she has children from the original husband, still we make her go out. Mashma, that if she has no children and there are no eidim, we also make her go out.
Right? The possibilities of her staying by the adulterer are either she has, what's it called, children, and there are no edim, right? And if there are no children, or there are children but there are edim, then we make her get divorced. So not like Rav. So Mara answers, so it's a b'raisa, not like Rav, right? So Mara says, Omar, Rav, Rav Moki lo lemasnisim b'yesh labonim v'yesh la'edim. Enochinami, Rav never meant to say that we never make her get divorced if there aren't edim. What Rav was saying was that if she has children from the first husband, again, Rashi learns, and there are no edim, then we don't make her get divorced. And he says the Mishnah is talking in a case where she has children, and that's why Rav said ube edim. The only time we make her get divorced, the Mishnah says she has to get divorced. It's talking where she has children. That's only if there's edim. But if she has children and there aren't edim, then we don't make her get divorced. That's what Rav said. That's how, what's it called, how the Gemara now says what Rav said. Gemara says, "Umay duchki de Rav la'okmi l'masnisim b'yesh l'bon and v'yesh l'edim." Right? Why did Rav have to set up the Mishnah that it's talking where there's edim and there's children? The time of the ika edim mafkinon, the ileko edim mafkinon. That's why Rav had to mention that it's talking where there are edim. That's when we make her get divorced, because it's talking where she has children from the original husband. Right, lokma b'shem labonim afagav lekedim. Why did Rav have to get involved with the edim? The Mishnah is not mashal or edim. The Mishnah says him kondes motziin. It doesn't say only if there's edim. Why couldn't Rav say the Mishnah is talking in a very simple case where there are no children from the first husband and what's it called from her husband and there are no edim? Why did Rav have to say the Mishnah is talking dafka where there are children and there are edim? Right? Maybe it's talking where there are no children and there's no edim. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about edim. So why did Rav have to dafka explain the Mishnah in such a way that in order for her to get divorced there has to be edim because she has children? The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about edim. Say it's talking where there's no edim and there's no children. Right? Lokma b'shein lobonim afagav deleka edim. Omar Rava masnisin k'shise. Because the Mishnah itself bothered him. My iri the tani hotzi uha, right? Why does it say that they took her out? In other words, Beis Din said that she has to get divorced. Listen, hotziya, the husband, right? The husband suspected that she, what's it called, committed adultery. He divorced her. Why do you have to say that Beis Din was motzi her? Ela kol hotziuha be Beis Din. U Beis Din be edim hu the mafki. Right? Beis Din only makes him get divorced if there's edim. If there's no edim, they don't force him to get divorced. Since the Mishnah said hotziuha, it's mashal that Beis Din made her. They must be talking where there's edim. If it's talking where there's edim, then it has to be talking where there are children. So therefore, Rav set up the Mishnah with their children and their edim. Because Einochanami, Rav is also molded according to this lashon, right? That if there wouldn't be children, then even if there aren't edim, she has to get divorced from the adulterer. Rashi. Rav Moki Masnisim B'yesh Labonim U'mishum Hachi Omar Rav U've'edim. Since they're children, only be'edim do you make her get divorced. But if there wouldn't be edim, but there are children, then you don't have to get divorced. U'be'edim be'edim hu demafki. Since it says in the Mishnah Hotzi Uha, which means that the Beis Din made her get divorced, it must be that they're edim. The Mibal Rishon, the Ein Isha Neseris Labala Mishum Kol. A woman doesn't become Asa to her husband just because of a rumor. The Asa Rav, Lameimer Dafka Masnisin, Mishum Kach, Yotzi Hanitan, Hoel Vika Edim. Ava below Edim, Hoel Vyesh Labonim Lo. And therefore, since the Mishnah is talking where Beis Din Asar, it must have been Edim. Right? And therefore, all of this, Tosa says, all of these things we're talking is that she has to get divorced from the adulterer. But to get divorced from her husband, the only time she has to get divorced from her husband is if there's mamish edim. We'll see in 1 second what that means, but not second, we'll see maybe tomorrow, but when does her husband have to divorce his wife if she committed adultery? Right? If there's, how much of a raya does he need? Okay. To have to divorce her. Okay.
Okay, so that's one teretz. The Iboy Seima, another possibility in Rav. Honi Masnaisa Rebihi. Enochanami. Rav holds that the Mishnah is talking dafka with Edim, even if there aren't any children. And she doesn't have to get divorced from the adulterer unless there were Edim that she, what's it called, that made her get divorced from her husband. Then if she marries the adulterer, she has to get divorced because she's also Menatola. But if there were no Edim, then the Chatchila, we don't let her get married to the adulterer because it with mostly laws, it would strengthen the laws. It appears like she did commit adultery, otherwise she'd get married to this guy. But the Dieved, we let her stay married, right? Like we thought in the beginning. That's the boy saying. And I, the Bryces, they go according to Rebbe. Rav doesn't hold like that. Rebbe holds that even because of a call, we make her get divorced. Right? What's Rebbe? The Tanya. Rochel Yotze, the Isha Chogeres Besinar, right? You see a perfume merchant, the milkman, right? Is what's it called? Is leaving the house, right? Perfume merchant has shaykhus with women, so he came to sell perfume, and he, what's it called, got the fringe benefits of his job. And you see the perfume merchant making a fast exit from the house, and the husband walks in, and he finds his wife putting on her, I love in the art school, it says her underdrawers, right? There's a guy who wrote that, must have been an Englishman. In any case, so you get the idea. So it's Hogeris Besinar, right? She's putting on her underwear, right? So something looks fishy over here, right? The perfume guy left, and the chara, if she was just buying perfume, this is not what she should be doing, right? Omer Ebi, Hoyle Mechur, Hadover Tetzi. Since it's an obscene thing, doesn't look nice, right? It looks pretty fishy. So the husband should divorce her. Tetzi. Rok Lamala Min Akila. Again, the perfume guy is leaving, and the husband sees that there's a spickle on the canopy of the bed, right? Which wasn't there before, right? So they weren't trying out the perfume, obviously. The what's it called? What happened was that they had relations, and the woman spit during the relations up to the canopy. Omer Rebbe, Hoyle Mechura, Dover Tetzi. Here also looks pretty fishy. Therefore, the husband should divorce her, even without Edim. Rashi, Rochel. Right, Tetzi. We hear no. It doesn't mean the husband. That's what Tosa says. It doesn't mean the husband should divorce her. Husband does not divorce his wife, even under these circumstances. If he wants to, he can. He doesn't have to. Tetzi means if she later on marries the Rochel, the husband divorced her, and she marries the perfume guy, Tetzi. Even after the fact, we make her get divorced. Rochel mocher besomer benoshim liskashit bohem. Guy who sells cosmetics, sells perfume. Goes the traveling salesman, right. Right, just like the milkman. The Rochel Yotze, Min Habayis, right, so the Rochel is making a fast exit from the house. V'nimtza zes ishto shichogeres besina. Right, and the guy walks in and he finds his wife putting on her underwear. Mechur hadover, doesn't look good. Looks pretty bad. Shalohi tirosu me oleho aliznus. Right, mechur, she didn't take off the underwear to try out the perfume. So it must be that she was mezana. Sinner who kein michnasayim shahoyu hanoshim chogros litznius. Right, somebody who wants to be distorted will say, you see, right from here, the women can wear pants. It says these are pants that women wore for tznius. Yeah, it is pants, but it's underpants, not pants that they wore over their clothing. Rok lemalam in akila, arochel yotzekoi. It's going the same case. We see the perfume guy going out, umotzabal rok lamala begaga kila shalmitaso, and the husband goes into the bedroom and he sees that there's spit on the canopy, the bottom of the canopy of the bed. Mizora karok lamala kiyamashoche lupan of lamala. Who spit? And the spit hit the bottom of the canopy, right? Obviously somebody who was lying on the bed with their face up. Hilgarzin sezuva roka b'shas tashmish. So what happened? Obviously is that the woman spit b'shas tashmish up. Okay. Next case. Minalayim hafuchos tachas hamita. Right? There were, the shoes were reversed under the bed. The Gemara is going to discuss what that means in a second. Omer Rebbe, hoyel mechur adover teitzei. So Gemara says, what's minalayim hafuchim? Right? Minalayim hafuchim means that there were shoes in the place where, what's it called, where there were upside down shoes. That's what Gemara thinks now. There were upside down shoes, meaning that the perfume guy put his shoes upside down because he didn't want anybody to quickly, if he had to leave them there, they shouldn't recognize them. So he says, just turn them up and see whose they are, right? See whose shoes they are. Right? That's a big deal. We have these upside down shoes. You have to be Sherlock Holmes to say, turn them over and see whose shoes they are. Right? So Gemara says, "Velechzi demaninu el mokom min alayim hafuchim." What happened was that two pshatim. One is that she put her shoes where he normally puts his shoes. There were two places for shoes. Her shoes, his, hers and his. She put hers in his place. There were no shoes in the other place. Why would she put her shoes in his place? Must be that somebody else put his shoes in his place, and therefore, in her place, and therefore she didn't have room to put her shoes in her place, so she put it in his place. So it must have been other shoes there. The husband came in and he found her shoes in his place. Why'd you put your shoes in my place? Because somebody else put their shoes, not knowing it was your place in your place, and he took them and wore them out. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that they found in the dirt by the bed, they didn't have floors, an imprint of shoes in the other bed. They couldn't see whose shoes they were because they were just the imprint. But it looks pretty, what's it called, pretty suspicious that there were other shoes here that somebody got in too quick to get out of there. Okay, see Rashi. Menayim hafuchim, pihem lamata. First we think that the shoes were turned over. Vaday shol nochrihem v'hafcho kadei shlo yakar haroa. They must be somebody else's shoes who put them up upside down. They shouldn't be recognized. So Mora says, if that's the case, just turn them over and see whose they are. Mora says, mokum ha-menalayim hafuchim. Nikar mokum hafichosim ba'ofer shetachas amita. The imprint, there had been shoes here that were taken away, and the imprint of the shoes in the offer. Lashon Mori, that's what my Rebbe told me. Lashon Acher, another pshat I heard. Mokum min alayim motza hafuch. Shebo umotza es min alayim b'mokum shehu rogi losi shelo. Right, he found her shoes min aleha in the place where he normally puts his shoes. Vadei nochri bolakan v'slam ma'ala b'mokum shelo. Somebody, a stranger, must have been here, put his shoes in her place, so she had no choice but to put her shoes in his place, in her husband's place. The shalob makom baal, the rishon iker. The first one's the iker. Dim kain hafuch mi boyale, not menalayim hafuchim, but menalayim hafuch. The shoes were put in the wrong place. The hafuch is going on the place, not on the shoes. But if you learn that the shoes were, what's it called, were turned over and you could see the imprint in the earth, then it's going on the shoes, then it should be in the plural. Omer Rebbe, hoil mechura dover teitzei. So in the case where the shoes also is the hilchus kavosi de Rav, the hilchus kavosi de Rebbe. The halacha is like Rav, that only with Aiden do you make her get divorced from the adulterer. If they got married, the chatzil, she can't get married. But only if there were Eidim do we make her get divorced if she did get married. But if there were no Eidim to begin with, we let her remain married. And the halacha is like Rebbe, that if it's, there's mechuar hadavar, if it's not Eidim, right, if it looks bad, then what's it called, you also make her get divorced from the adulterer, if she got married to him. So where it says, kashi hilchasa hilchasa, that these two can't together. Because Rab said the only time if she married the Rochel that we make her get divorced is if there had been Eidim that she was Mezamet. And Rebbe said we make her get divorced from the Rochel even if there weren't Eidim, but things look pretty fishy. Right? So how could the halacha be like both of them? Lo kasha. Ha b'kolad the pasik, ha b'kolad the lo pasik. Right? It depends how bad the rumor was. If there was a rumor that persisted, then the halacha is like Rebbe. That even without Edim, and she got married to the adulterer, b'di'evet, we make her get divorced. But by kol d'lo pasik, if in addition to these fishy things, right, there was no persistent rumor, the Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow, we'll see what a kol d'pasik is and what a kol d'lo pasik is, right, there wasn't a persistent rumor together with these things, then Rav held that the halacha is not like Rebbe, that only if with Edim do we make her get divorced. So the halacha is like Rebbe, if these things look fishy, even though there's no Edim, and there was also a persistent call, right, in the city, right, then it's almost like Edim. Then we make her, what's it called, get divorced from the adulterer or the evidence if she got married. But if it's only fishy, no Edim, and there's no persistent rumor, then what's it called, we don't make her get divorced. Then you need, what's it called, mamish Edim, that she should have to get divorced.